on the Scoobal front, you sent this report, and I saw this on social media, and I don't think it's credible, but it does get you thinking. So, David Pingelor is a sports anchor in Los Angeles at KTLA. And I did just verify he is on their website. He is actually employed by TV station in Los Angeles. And he sent out the following tweet 9 hours ago. Tarek Skubal update. I'm hearing the Skubal deal is essentially in place. The pieces are agreed to. The framework is done. What's holding it up is the long-term extension and ownership approval in Detroit. The Tigers won't greenlight it without the owner sign-off, and the Dodgers won't ship out that kind of haul without a long-term commitment. That's the final hurdle, and he tags KTLA and a bunch of hashtags. No one else is confirming this. None of the most respected baseball insiders are giving this any oxygen.
Right.
I'm not calling him a liar. I just don't know how credible it is.
Correct. And because it's out there in the universe, we want to make sure that we talk about everything that's going on out there. It is there. I don't want to say that he's making this up. He may have a source, and how credible is that source?
Is he jumping the gun early? Also possible.
Sure. But it does raise the question, and I think if this happens and they do another contract, whether it's deferred money or it's just more money than anyone else can pay, I think it's just another step in the direction of there's no baseball in 27. That has nothing to do with the contract or with Skubal or anything like that, but it just shows that there is a team out there, and we know that there are a couple of teams that are just able to spend more money than anyone else, and it's going to come almost impossible to compete with those teams.
I don't know how eminent a Skubal trade would be, but I think part of bringing this up is, what would your reaction be? Like, is this what you want to happen? I think that there are three camps for Tarek Skubal. Trade, extend, or you just keep him through the season. Trade, keep, or sign. Those are the three camps for Tarek Skubal. So which camp do you find yourself in as rumors swirl, as the winter meetings take place? John, which camp are you in?
So the initial question was, what would be your reaction if he was traded?
Yes.
And my reaction would be reserved. I wouldn't be surprised. My action would be reserved to evaluate what they got in return. Mm-hmm. And if they were able to get what I would deem, in my own opinion, mm-hmm. enough of a return, and maybe that's, you know, one or two everyday players and two top prospects, then I'd have to look at it and say, I kind of thought that that's what should be done. And so I guess I'm in the trade him camp, because I don't know if he would accept 4 years, $180 million. Or 5 years, $250 million.
Oh, no way. Yeah, I don't think so.
And so if that's not the case, I don't want to go any longer than that.
Yeah.
And it, because of his age, because of his past injuries.
Because of the way he's used.
Well, yeah, and that's it. Like if he could just simply be a victim of the times. And nobody's going to paint Tarek Skubal as a victim. But if he has been trained and he has been programmed that he can only go from 95 to 105 pitches, and 105 pitches would be a max, then I don't know that you're going to get the value. If you pay him, are you actually getting what you're paying for? I don't think you're getting enough.
So I want to answer this, understanding that I'm not playing MLB The Show, and understanding that this is the situation the Tigers are in. If it was purely up to me, I would pay Tarek Skubal an 8-year deal. I'd look at the Scherzer situation and say, he walked, won a couple Cy Youngs in a World Series, I'm willing to bite the bullet and pay star players. But I don't believe he's signing an extension here. Not now, not in the offseason when everybody else gets to bid on him. I also don't see the Tigers rallying the troops and sinking all their resources to win a World Series this year with him. So I am left with one camp and one camp only. Trade Tarek Skubal. Disappointingly, begrudgingly, understanding the world we live in, that this isn't in a vacuum, this is the world the Tigers are operating in, it's trade Tarek Skubal. 248-539-9797. Is that the camp that you find yourself in? Trade, keep, sign. 248-539-9797.
And I wouldn't be mad if they signed him. Again, it's not our money. The only time I would get upset is if they do sign him to an 8-year deal, and in 5 years, he's not Tarek Skubal. I mean, he'll be Tarek Skubal, but he's not pitching like the AC is now, and they haven't done anything to add to it.
Right. Yeah, look, anytime you sign a long-term deal, you're probably going to end up biting a bullet on the last few years. That's just how it works. So either you're going to be an organization that tries, aggressively spends, and the cost of running a high payroll baseball team is you may have a couple guys at the end of their career that aren't living up to the contract. The alternative is you get to run it like a small market team.
I would be more accepting of overpaying guys like they did with Miggy. Now, at the end of the contract, it was terrible, but an everyday guy.
Position players, yeah.
And instead of once every 5 days, and you're hoping to get to the seventh inning, but most likely it's going to be the sixth. Like I just don't know that the value is there. And I'd rather bite the bullet on paying a guy, overpaying a guy at the end of his contract if he's an everyday guy in today's day and age.
I just feel like there's really only one way this ends based on the real world and everything we're reading. He's not signing an extension this offseason with the Tigers. The Tigers aren't adding multiple impact players in free agency. They're not going to win the World Series next year, and he would leave for nothing. You trade him and you maximize the haul, and maybe it's the Dodgers, maybe it's the Mets, maybe it's someone who views him as that final piece.
If they keep him, then they have to pivot and get active in free agency.
Yeah.
I'm a little curious if we're in this window right now this week where if the Tigers' plan was to go to the meetings and explore massive offers, and if they got what they liked, they do it. If they don't, then they pivot to keep him and start going after free agents. Like there's no reason to keep him if you're not going to get serious about competing next year.
I think the problem is, and we'll talk more about it coming up next here. I think they may convince themselves, well, we're in the playoffs. We are doing enough to win with them. And we are willing to walk the plank because we are in a bad division and we will be in the playoffs. And
the young guys are going to get better.
Exactly. 97-1.